The ability of internet users to spread a video of Friday's slaughter in New Zealand marked a triumph, however appalling, of human ingenuity over computerized systems designed to block troubling images of violence and hate. People celebrating the mosque attacks that left 50 people dead were able to keep posting and reposting videos on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter despite the website's use of largely automated systems to block them. Clips of the attack stayed up for many hours and in some cases days. Here's how from Drew Harwell, tech reporter at the Washington Post. Drew, explain.
We know that the gunman was thinking about the social media capabilities of it from the start. Right when he started doing it, he posted on this niche forum, 8chan. He included a link to the Facebook live stream. And from there, a small amount of people were watching it, but very quickly those people were able to have the video multiply across the internet so that within 24 hours, Facebook had seen more than a million people trying to upload it, and thousands of versions were spreading around the world. So you can see how quickly one person can make anything go viral. And in this case, when the video is really shocking and one of the more haunting videos and depictions of mass violence in history, really, I mean, you can tell how much damage can be wrecked just using the social media infrastructure we depend on every day.
All right, so artificial intelligence was outsmarted here, basically, by human users of social media, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when you go onto one of these sites, there's a couple of different systems that work to sort of police the medium. There's content moderators, which are people that they work in what looks like a call center, and they can hit a yes or no button on the pieces of content that cross their vision. But there's also these sort of artificial intelligence algorithms that have been trained to find elements of nudity, elements of violence, terrorist propaganda, all of these bad elements that the social media sites don't want to host. And in this case, we saw that there were a number of videos that were automatically flagged and blocked before they could be uploaded and seen by a lot of people, but hundreds of thousands still made it online, and that showed that these companies, for all their investment and vocal talk about wanting these to be an important part of policing their content, they still are flawed and they still let a lot of damaging content through. So I think there's going to be a question of whether they could have done maybe more in advance to harden these systems, or maybe thought about more of a larger overhaul of the social media system so this kind of content can't take off so quickly.
We're speaking with Drew Harwell, Washington Post tech reporter. His piece is called How Social Media's Business Model Helped the New Zealand Massacre Go Viral. Did you say, too, there were slight editing changes that some folks made which allowed the videos to go undetected?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, these algorithms depend on having an original copy uploaded to their database that works as sort of a blacklist. So the algorithms can find copies that look identical to that original and automatically flag them. So, of course, it's a cat and mouse game, in that people who want to evade those policing algorithms can change the video ever so slightly. They can trim out snippets of the video and post those. They can flip it from side to side. They can make it go a little bit faster or a little bit shorter. They can change the coloring. All of these really easy to engineer tweaks can allow them to evade the best algorithms that big tech has to offer. And I think that's a big problem, especially as these companies say that this sort of AI is kind of the solution to all of the ills that confront their business.
I mean, I'm not a tech guy, but it sounds to me that in some ways we might be back to square one when it comes to policing these platforms. Now what?
I think we have to question the scale that these social media giants have reached. The algorithms are getting better, but there's also a lot more people online today than ever before, and that comes with a number of bad actors whose game is to evade these systems. So, I think the question is, can the social media sites ever be able to grasp this problem? Do they feel this is an impossible challenge to knock out the most damaging video there is to be seen? And if so, if that really is an impossibility, are we okay with that? I mean, do these companies that operate in one of the most cash-rich industries on the planet, do they really deserve no scrutiny or no responsibility for the things that they host on their website? So I think that's going to be something lawmakers and the companies and we as users should be asking about. Are we okay with the status quo?
Thanks, Drew. Drew Harwell, tech reporter at The Washington Post.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.